lovers, and welcome to Rosé and Reads podcast. I'm your co-host, Sophia.
I'm Haley. Welcome, guys.
Hi. This is going to be just a little intro episode about ourselves, how we bonded over books and wine.
All things wine.
And books.
They go hand in hand.
They really do. You can't have one without the other.
No.
We're going to just tell you a little bit about ourselves and then why we began this journey.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. You hit me up, a couple weeks ago and just had a broad idea and said, I would love to do a podcast about books. And I was like, well, what type of books? What genres? And
all types of books.
We just kind of sat down over coffee and we went, let's do this. And we immediately had an idea of what we wanted for this podcast.
Yeah.
What we wanted it to be.
We want to just share our love for books and talk to you guys about them.
Yeah.
Share our journey of how we started this podcast.
If you haven't already, we are very beginners at this technology here.
All of it.
We are very grateful for Sophia's husband, Jeremy.
Yes, thank you so much. We love you.
He has helped us with, we set up a mic and he said, you need cords.
Yeah, need the cables. They don't come with cables when you buy a mic, just no. So you know. So I didn't know.
We're just learning and all these things, and we're having a lot of fun with it because, let's be real, we've already opened a glass of wine. So cheers to our intro podcast.
Yay, so here we are. We're here. We're doing the thing in our little studio.
Our little studio. Mm. And
oh, that's good wine. Ooh, what is that?
Well, it's a rosé.
There's the prairie.
Sure.
Patty. I don't know.
But no, it's a pretty idea. Bottle. We'll link our rosés that we buy every week to our podcast so that you guys can buy it as well. And it's a pretty bottle. It's got flowers and roses all over it.
It's gorgeous.
I just really liked it.
Love a good bottle.
Me too. Oh, well, say, I love a good bottle cover, and same with book covers.
Oh, yes.
When you go into Barnes and Nobles, don't you just look at the covers and you go, that one?
Yep.
It could be a crap book.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I bought one. Let me show you this. I got this one.
J.R. Ward.
Never heard of it before. It was on sale, but it was like so pretty. Look at that man. And Jeremy was like, what are you buying? What is that?
So people who aren't watching us on video, it's got this man with a sword and he's just like
beautiful
listening.
Man with a sword.
And so, I mean, I can see why you would pick that up.
Oh, I know. Looks like a little angel baby. I love it.
Speaking of Jeremy, so a little bit about us is our husbands are really good friends. They've been friends since high school.
Yeah, they went to high school together, played sports, did all the things together.
They got into a lot of mischief, I heard.
We've heard lots of stories.
Well, so Jeremy's sister, Jessica, I lived with her in college. And so when I was living together and I started dating Scott, she goes, wait, Scott Jones? And I was like, how do you know him? And she goes, my brother's really good friends with him. And he was over at our house all the time growing up. And so that's how I got to know Jeremy. And then when
we got together.
Yeah, when Sophia and Jeremy met and got married,
we kind of just reconnected. They reconnected.
They hadn't talked to each other for a couple years, but then they reconnected. And then Sophia and I became really good friends.
We just kind of bonded. Our kids are really close in age. My son Jamie's 5. Savvy's 4. Just turned four.
So they're only about a year and a half apart.
It works great. So we get them together. They play. We drink wine. And we talk about books. And we love it.
Every time I'm like, Soph, what book are you reading? And she just dives into all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And we share books. We just...
everything. Honestly,
I don't even know how to explain it. We just love it. And so when you hit me up for the podcast and what we want this to be, I said, all genres. And she goes, fantasy. And I go, no.
I was like, maybe we could just talk about fantasy, but that does limit us. So we are going to go into romance and we're going to do a little classic literature. I think we've got that on the schedule for sometime in December.
A little thriller for October.
Yes.
We can't forget scary thrillers. Oh. I mean, they just keep you on your toes. People
keep me up late at night in bed. But I like it. I like the thrill.
There was one book that I read. What was it? Oh, Flowers in the Attic by V.C. Andrews. I was in high school. And for people that don't know, that's like a book in the 70s. My mom read it when she was younger.
I was about to say, I've never heard of it, but maybe I should read it.
Creepy.
I think you've told me about this before.
It's creepy. The grandma locks the kids in the attic and they live up there for years.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That does not sound fun. Factor. But sounds like a good story. And I love a good story.
All of them. I mean, it doesn't matter when they came out. They could have came out last year, this year, or 50 years ago. And sometimes they just, like you said, they just stick around. They're classics.
Oh, yes.
So we've got that on the list. I love classic
literature.
Well, speaking of our list, should we announce what the first podcast is going to be about?
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Fourth Wing.
It's Fourth Wing.
Rebecca Yarros. Yay. Oh, she's so pretty. Love it.
This is one of our favorite books so far in the fantasy world. Mm-hmm. And
she just kind of popped out of nowhere.
You turned me on to her. You said you were like, this book's blowing up. You have to read this.
Yeah, I was like, absolutely. I mean, I found it on Instagram, TikTok. Everybody was just like raving about it. So I was like, okay, I'm going
to
read it.
And I've talked to a couple people of our friends that are book lovers, and they're like, you just now read this? What? And I was like, mm-hmm. Well, sorry.
I think it just came out at the beginning of this year, though.
It did, but it's like everybody's read it already. I felt like I was late to the game.
Oh, so I was too.
This is a fairly new book. We are going to do it.
In a two-part series. We'll discuss the first part.
I think we're going one through
chapters 16. 1 through 16.
Yeah. So a little bit of a halfway point. It's a great stopper. Mm-hmm. We've already got some content for it on that.
We can't wait.
It's going to be so exciting. So what we've expected for the podcast are we're going to start out with the author talk.
Right. Kind of do a little background on the authors, a little bit of their writing style, what we liked. If we disliked it, we'll go mm-hmm. into that a little bit.
Well, and then if they have other books.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we'll talk all about Rebecca Yarros. And
yeah, she's got this other one, In the Likely Event. I bought that at Target. So that's going to be on my list for sure.
Yeah. And then we'll also, why did we choose this book? Well, we chose it because it's blown up, but we'll get into that later.
And dragons, all things dragons. Oh, love dragons.
So, oh, and also guys, what we want from this podcast is that, like we said, it's not only fantasy, it's all other genres, mm-hmm. but we're just so excited for this book. I know it is fantasy, but.
Oh, yeah. And we'll eventually go into other fantasy books. We'll probably take a little break after this one. But we wanted to get it out there because the second one comes out in November. Iron Flame?
Yes.
I hope I have that right.
Yes. It is. It's Iron Flame, and we're pumped for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so ready. I have it pre-ordered.
I know. So speaking of all of that, fantasy does a lot of settings.
World building. We'll kind of take you through that. So if you're a little confused or didn't know how to pronounce some names, I've got you there. I always have to look that up.
Even classic literature, you're just like, whoa, where did that name come from?
Oh, I know.
So, and then main characters, if we love them or hate them,
right?
Sometimes we just
talk about the characters. If we have like somebody that we pictured in our head, we'll mm-hmm. talk about our fan casting.
Yeah. And then also the plot. And where is this heading? Especially we're cutting it off for the first episode. So we'll...
Our two-part series, we'll talk about the plot, like what our favorite parts are in the first. And then the second part, we'll go into those bits. And then I think we should talk about some theories. If like a series isn't done, we'll talk about the theories that we have
100%.
Moving on.
100%. Oh, yeah. Also, so what we also have on our list is Where the Crawdads Sing. And so there is a movie mm-hmm. that came out with it, and we want to compare the two. So if there is a movie based on the book, we'll do a little compare and contrast.
Compare and contrast, yeah. Like you did in high school. Do the little bubbles. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Venn diagram. I haven't thought about that in a while.
Throwback.
I know.
So we'll do that. And then, we're going to end the podcast on the big three. Mm-hmm. So if y'all don't know what that is, we are always going to end with the rating. 1 through 10. So for me, if I am just not into a book, it is a straight 2. And I'm like, this better
straight
be-
2. I like how you have it. Like, it's a 2.
It's a 2. It's never a 3.
It's not a 4. No. It's a 2.
I mean, usually if it's it's gotta be a 2. But if it gets better, it could be a straight 10 at the beginning.
Right.
It's got to have a hook. So we'll just go into ratings and what we think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, who would you kill off?
Oh, that can cause some chaos.
Well, so if you really hate the main character, would you just cut him off? Like
George R. R. Martin?
He kills off everybody.
I love it. I love when they're like, okay, when an author is okay with killing off some like main characters. I love it. I'm here for it.
It's the biggest shock.
I might cry and be pissed, but honestly,
It makes the story so much richer.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So we'll go into that. And then also we'll end with, if you could rename the title, would you? Or do you, or do you like it how it is? And so we'll dive into Fourth Wing for our first one and see if halfway through we're like okay with it. Or do we know why she named it this? And,
right.
You know, all
the things. Did you know that there's actually two names for this? Like the series is named something else?
No.
Uh-huh. We'll get into that. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. A little
teaser action. I like it.
Ooh, so, what could it be?
Yeah. And then, guys, if you have any recommendations of how this podcast should be set up, if you think we should talk more about certain things, please let us know. DM us on Instagram. We're at Rosé and Reads Podcast.
Instagram, we're on TikTok. Our videos will be posted on YouTube. So if you're just listening to us, we'll be on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And then if you want to see our video, it's going to be on YouTube.
Yeah. So we are just here and we are learning. Be humble, guys.
Yeah. I feel like I was way behind the learning curve with all this technology and stuff, but we eventually figured it out.
And we're just here to talk about books.
Yeah.
And we want you guys to follow along.
Share our love for books with y'all. Follow our journey. We would love it if y'all would just go and follow us.
And rate us.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
And we'll see y'all on 10-10.
10-10 for our first episode. And we are very excited for us. We'll see you then.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.